I'm on my first boat in Wivenhoe. Very, very kindly had an invite to go seaboard, I think. I've walked the plank. There was a plank to cross. And so I crossed it. It's very, very much low tide. And I boarded the boat. And I've got some time very, very kindly with the sea captain, a very, very kind gentleman who has somehow found me online. I found him online as well. So, kind sir, your name, please.
My name's Neil. Neil Watson.
So, Neil, yes. And we're sitting... Whereabouts, please describe.
Okay, well, we're sitting on what I call the boat for my pot plants. And the reason why it's a boat for my pot plants is because when I moved to Wivenhoe about a year and a half ago, a friend of mine came to see me and said, "Are you going to get a boat?" And I said, "Well, I'd love to get a boat, but I don't have any money and I don't know anything about boats." But he said, "Hang on a minute." He went away and 5 minutes later he came back and he said, "Neil, I've got you a boat." And I thought, "What on earth are you talking about?" It turned out that his father, who was elderly, had this old river cruiser moored outside his property in St. Neots, I think it was. And he couldn't use the boat any longer because of his health. And he didn't want it to go into more deterioration than it was experiencing at the time. And he just said, "I can have the boat if I was to get it from there to here." So that became the start of my adventure with boats. I found a way of getting the boat from St. Neots to Wivenhoe. I tried to find somewhere to keep it so I could work on it. I eventually found Arlesford Creek, where the people very kindly let me put the boat on land there while I worked on it. I worked on the exterior of the boat, and then in July of this year, I managed to get the boat towed from Arlesford Creek to Wivenhoe, and we're now sitting on the boat, which is moored almost directly outside the wonderful pub, the Rose and Crown, on Wivenhoe Quay.
I think you've got the prime spot here, Neil, because it's so wonderful seeing the estuary heading down there towards the right, but you're right by the pub. This is going to be ideal in the summer months. It's going to be perfect.
Yes, it is. And I haven't had too much time this year because of work commitments and so on, but there have been some days and some evenings where we've been sitting on the back of the boat. I think it's called the cockpit. No, pulpit. No, cockpit. That's it. We've been sitting on the cockpit in the evening with the sun going down, swans going past. I've been looking at my pot plants, and I'll come on to that in a minute, why it's called the boat for my pot plants. And it's just been idyllic. And I've been thanking my lucky stars that I've managed to get a perfect mooring in a perfect place, in a perfect town or village, on a perfect boat. So yeah. I'm a very lucky chap.
I think you're probably near where I'd like to be at in a year's time. I'm much the same, just come in here with ambitions of heading out down towards the estuary or having something that's going to be a river sort of sea lifestyle. And you've got the boat and you've got the mooring. So we've heard how you very, very fortunately managed to have this splendid boat. What about the moorings? How does that work? If I wanted to get a boat, I wanted to actually be moored somewhere along the quay or down by the creek. How do I go about doing that?
That's a very good question. And I had no idea when I moved here. And I discovered it's about getting to know people and finding out who has got the rights to the certain places. I've discovered that Wivenhoe is a bit, particularly down here on the quay, it's very territorial. And hopefully, as long as I don't rub anybody up the wrong way and talk to the right people in a nice way, you get the person that owns the place where the boat is. And he says, "Yes, you can put the boat there." I pay a fee per month. I won't disclose how much that is, but it's what I would consider to be a fair amount. And I think I'd rather have the boat here in such a prime position than somewhere else. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
And is the purpose, is the idea behind your boat, Neil, is this going to be stationary and it's a nice little, I don't know, I describe it as a sort of boy's den at the end of the garden. It's that sort of feel. Or have you got ambitions to head down there and see where the river and the estuary takes you?
Yes and yes. The reason why I've got the boat in the first place was because we moved from a house in Saffron Walden that had a garden. And we moved to an apartment here in Wivenhoe that doesn't have a garden. And I met somebody when we moved here who said that he had a boat which he uses as his garden. He doesn't take the boat out. He just sits on the boat and he treats it as a garden. So I thought, that's a great idea. So the whole idea of me getting the boat in the first place was to have a boat as a garden. And that's why I call it a boat for my pot plants. And when I brought the boat here, we had a sort of a ceremony where many people turned out on the quay bringing me their pot plants. And I had some planters made specially for the boat. And they're now complete with winter pansies. But there's another little story that goes with that, in that I had a little argument with my wife, who I call Er Indoors on my blog, and because I wanted to have plastic plants, because I just thought they would be needing less maintenance and watering. And my wife said, there's no way you're having plastic plants on the boat, Neil. So when I looked at her eyes and I realised she was actually being quite serious, I backed down. So I've now got plastic plants on the back of the boat and real winter pansies on the front.
And you mentioned the blog as well. This is, I think, really important, really quite crucial. So you have got a blog called A Boat for My Pot Plants. If you Google that, you'll find yourself. and that has really been documenting, I think, your whole adventure. And long may it continue. And the many stories that are going to come here. Now, I was really surprised, Neil, when you did make me walk the plank, and it really was walking the plank, there was a sort of wobbly piece of, it was balsa. It wasn't balsa wood, but it felt like balsa wood. And I almost came a cropper right in the quay at a low tide. But you see this solar panel. So you've actually got solar electricity or solar power coming into here.
Yes. I bought the whole set of equipment and I just recently had it installed by a local electrician. And the essence of it is that I've got a solar panel connected to... now let me get this right. It's connected to a regulator that is then connected to a leisure battery that is then connected to an inverter, so that I can plug 240 volt appliances from the 12 volt battery, and it works very well. I'm very pleased with it. So last weekend or the weekend before, I came down here with my old, very old 35 year old Grundig hi-fi that is now plugged into it. I've got lights on board, I've got a hi-fi, and I'm working my way towards getting the equipment that I need for the pirate radio station, which I can talk to you about later on if you like. I don't know whether it's all gonna where it's all leading to. I didn't set out with any plan with this boat. It's just documented on the blog spot where it's not really about the boat. Well, it is about the boat, but it's also about just living in Wivenhoe and the people that I'm meeting and the experience that I'm having here. So although it's called A Boat for My Pot Plants, there's more to it than just boats.
And just gardening, yes.
Gardening, yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't really done the gardening properly yet, but there's so many things. There's so many plants that could be planted, but I'll come on to that another time.
And if you could mention Wivenhoe, because that is what brings us both here together, both two strangers having a nice bottle of beer together, a pleasant chat, hopefully no longer strangers. Right, I know roughly what brought me to Wivenhoe, and maybe people that might read my blog are going to get a feel of that. Like myself, you're not a Wivenhoe local, but how did you find yourself down here in North Essex?
I found my way to Wivenhoe because I was living in Saffron Walden, and it was fairly close to where my mother lived. And when I moved to Saffron Walden, my mother then said, well, I'm going to be moving to Wivenhoe. And at that time, I'd never heard of Wivenhoe. And over the last 10 or so years, I've been coming to visit my mother and my stepfather and discovering what a fantastically beautiful place it is. Every time we came here, I found that the weather was nice, the people were friendly. It was just an incredibly great place, and I didn't really have any intention of moving here. I've got a painting and decorating business that was still is successful, thankfully, but all my client base was in Saffron Walden, so I thought that was where I was going to be living for the rest of my life, more or less. But for various reasons, my wife and I came here. We discovered what a nice place it was here. They're building some nice new flats here. We've decided to buy one, that's how we came to be in Wivenhoe.
And here, sitting here on the boat and talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So have you been obviously getting involved and seeing lots of people around you? I imagine having the boat here is a bit of a magnet for meeting different characters and people around and locals?
It is. The whole experience of having this boat has enabled me to meet, well, just loads and loads of people in Wivenhoe and in Alresford, where I was doing the boat up, and just experiences of meeting people to do with the things I've written about. For example, I've got a new canopy on the boat. Well, that was provided for me by a very nice lady that runs a company called Sail and Cover Limited in near Ipswich, in Wolverston. What a lovely person she is, and I wouldn't have met her if I hadn't have got the boat. I wouldn't have got in touch again with the people that have supplied me with all the electrical equipment. They're from Camberwell in South London. They came up especially to see me, and I hadn't seen them for years and years. So if it hadn't been for the boat, I wouldn't have met them again. The very nice people at Dulux very kindly gave me some paint to paint the boat with.
They gave you paint?
They gave me paint because of the blog. There was an article that I'd written about me going to a wedding, and unbeknown to me, I was so enthusiastic about doing some work on the boat in the morning before I went to the wedding. I rushed down to Alresford to do some painting. I got some paint on my ear, but it wasn't just ordinary paint. It was Dulux Super Grip Primer. And I didn't know it was on my ear until I was just about to go into the wedding. And my wife said, "You've got some paint on your ear." So I tried to scratch it off and it wouldn't come off because it was just Super Duper Dulux Super Grip Primer. And it wouldn't come off. And from then on, for the rest of the day, people were coming up to me at the wedding saying, "Do you know you've got paint on your ear?" So after about the 20th time this happened, I was getting a bit fed up with it. But at the end of the day, I could see the funny side of it, and I wrote about it on my blog. Well, as well as me writing my blog, I contribute the blog to Essex Life magazine. And because of Essex Life, which is a very nice glossy magazine, they include a printed copy of the blog sometimes in their magazine. And I've now been in, I think, 5 or 6 issues now. Where they've printed the blog, or one of the blogs. Anyway, on this particular occasion, Essex Life decided to include the blog about the paint on my ear. And when it came out in print and I read it, I realised it included the name Dulux twice. I thought they might be interested. Yeah, there's something in this. So I contacted Dulux marketing department. And
I've got a boat, needs painting.
And I said, I need some paint and I haven't got any money. Can I have some paint, please? And they very kindly gave me some. And it's experiences like that, you know, the canopy, the Dulux paint, the electrical equipment, the various people that I've met. It's just adding to the whole great experience of having this boat.
I think with that in mind, maybe we should say, hey, Neil, what is missing from your boat here is a huge, big radio mast. I wonder where we could find one of those from and if we mention any certain names enough. But in all seriousness, we've been hatching plans previously over this bottle of beer, and I know you've had plans going back since then, for pirate radio, semi-legal Wivenhoe.
Yes, I've got to look into it further, but the whole idea was that I went on a couple of occasions through my past work experience to radio stations, and I discovered how much I enjoyed anything to do with radio. One of the experiences was to go onto the pirate radio station used for the Radio Essex when they were celebrating the closure, the 40th anniversary of the closure of the pirate radio stations. And that whole experience made me sit up and think, I'd love to do that one day. So when the boat was here outside the pub, and I realised what a throng of people there were outside the pub in the summer months, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to play some music to them that they would like to hear? Then I thought, well, maybe I could just use my iPod and use a little FM transmitter that you get with it for, I think they're designed for broadcasting to your car radio. But I thought, well, why don't I just have that on the boat and play some music to the people that are sitting outside on the tables outside the pub. And the sort of basic idea that I've got is to provide some cheap FM transmitter radio, FM transistor radios to the pub or to the the tables on the pub. I haven't talked to the pub yet, so I don't want this to go out, you know, officially yet, because I haven't spoken to anybody yet. It's just a
just an idea. Yes,
it's in the planning stage at the moment. Right. I think you call it
both technically and legally.
Yes. It was interesting though that I was talking to my brother-in-law a couple of weeks ago, and he does have something to do with radio, and he said that there has been some changes in the law recently about setting up community FM radio stations, and that it might be worth me looking into it seriously, not just as a joke iPod thing, but seriously looking into the possibility of having a community radio license. But
I think if Wivenhoe was going to have its own dedicated community radio station, it would be boat based rather than land based. It would just seem natural.
Yes, and I think also if I did call it the world's smallest pirate radio station, it does have a certain ring to it, and maybe because of that, I might be able to get some publicity in the newspapers and some magazines. Yeah,
that's the idea.
Yeah, who knows? I'm always open to possibilities that might present themselves.
So that's really been quite a sort of round of conversation, so we can see, Neil, how you have like gone from not really knowing anything at all about Wivenhoe, moving here, fully on your feet, and like actually having this boat, this wonderful boat that we're now sitting in, and then out of the boat came the blog, out of the blog came other opportunities, and a few more hopefully still to come. So I do think that your boat for your pot plants is just the starting point for this adventure.
I think so too, yeah. And the only other thing that's missing is I don't yet have a motor. So if there's anybody out there from Yamaha or Volvo.
Now you say, I know a very, very kind gentleman who lives locally who has his own motor dealership. But maybe that's for a conversation later. Right. How we can try and have some of that fitted in with the advertising for Pirate Radio Wivenhoe, I'm not sure.
You never know. This is not a profit-motivated venture, but it would be nice to have a motor so that we can actually take the boat out on the river, up and down, and who knows.
Yeah, I think, Neil, I think this is wonderful. I wish you well on your boat, and this is so kind, you actually inviting me in, giving me a bottle of beer, making me walk the plank, and I've come here now, we've had a very, very friendly, decent conversation. I think we should come back and maybe repeat this in 6 months' time and sort of see where your adventure's taking, because this is like not just you living here in Wivenhoe, living your life, this does seem to be you're seeing what happens, what comes along, and maybe like most people here, just see where it takes you, and it'd be fascinating to find out what's happening in 6 months' time.
Yeah, that would be fine. You'd be most welcome. I think it's organic.
Right.
It's an organic boat. It's an organic boat for my pot plants.
Unlike, well, one end of the boat, which is not quite organic with the plants, and then the other end is. Wonderful. Okay, well, maybe if we wrap up there. So this has been Neil Watson speaking. It's been very, very kind for your time, Neil. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And anyone listening wants to find the blog, Google in a boat for my pot plants. You'll find out. You can follow Neil, see what he's doing. I'm going to really try and go away now and get Neil on Twitter. He needs to be on Twitter, and he can join in with other people here locally in the whole Twitter conversation, if need be.
Thank you very much, Jason. I'm only partially convinced about the Twitter thing, but I will give it some thought. I will look into it. I promise you that.
Okay, wonderful. Right. Well, Neil, thank you for your time. It's very kind.
Thank you.